Welcome to the Sources of Strength Trainer videos. My name is Scott Lomery. I'm the director of Sources of Strength, and our hope is that these will be a really valuable resource and tool for you as you learn to deliver the training to fidelity and with proficiency. Our national training staff is going to demo the training modules as if we were in a live training so that you can learn the script and increase your familiarity with the content. We're also going to have breakaways from the scripted content to be able to provide additional context, guidance, and tips. So as you're preparing for the training, it's important to remember that the training starts before the training starts. So here's a few tips and tricks. Don't assume that the group you're training will have a good space ready to go. So communicate with your hosts about the type of space you're going to need ahead of time, and be sure to show up early to help set up and make sure everything's set up in the way you want it. Don't apologize for the space and the materials that you need. Advocate for what you need to create a training that fosters connection and belonging and bravery. Don't set up chairs in a row. Make sure that chairs are set up in one large circle. We don't want to train in an auditorium or in kind of a presentation format, but we're all training in the round together. Don't guess how many participants you might have. Ask your host ahead of time how many peer leaders and adult advisors you should be expecting. Don't choose a space that has pillars or objects inside your training circle where you're not going to be able to see people on the other side of the room. Make sure you're training in a space where people can move around the room safely while playing games and while sharing in small and large groups and be able to see and hear each other well. In that vein, don't hold a training in a busy or loud space. Ask to make sure that you're training in a quiet space with not a lot of through traffic or big loud fans or other things that might be really distracting for people. Don't try to yell all day. Ask your host ahead of time to provide a wireless microphone and speaker system if needed. It can be really helpful to have also multiple handheld mics so that you can pass those around to students as they're sharing as well. And don't assume that your host knows the lunch plans. Figure out what's happening for lunch ahead of time. When's it going to arrive? What will it be? Where can we eat? Make sure that those logistics are sorted out. Don't forget your materials. Bring your posters, your markers, your yarn knots, and set everything up ahead of time. We really recommend not training in the middle of an echoey gymnasium or cafeteria. If you're in a space like that, it can be really helpful to move your training to kind of a quieter corner of the room to keep the noise and echoes down as much as possible. Don't forget name tags. Set out the name tags and markers right when people walk in so they can get those right away. Don't make it awkward. Have some music or something playing as people come in. Be sure to energetically and enthusiastically greet people and chat them up before we start. Lastly, you know, don't be a stranger, be a friend, be friendly to the folks in the room. And we don't want to wing it. We want to prepare and practice in advance. Make sure that you're practicing the modules, that you're watching the videos, that you're looking at the trainer materials and room checklists in your trainer manual. The fact that you are watching this video is a really good sign. Thank you.